from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Happy to have you here on the Michigan Talk Network. 15 years of Wild Michigan, bringing you what I believe to be the finest in the outdoors industry, the best people, the best gear that we can find to talk about. And, of course, we've got the best sponsors ever in our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. Monthly auctions, plus everything that you find online, you can have shipped wherever you're at. And I know we have people all over the country, all over the world that listen to the show via podcast. So when you look up notjustguns.com, feel confident that what you buy on the auction will get to where you're at, or what you buy online. They do the paperwork. They do all the rules, and they will do everything legal to get you what you need via notjustguns.com. Same thing goes for Conquest Sense up in Davison, Michigan. We've talked to Doug Roberts last week about the United Deer Farmers of Michigan. We're going to talk about the deer population and the new population that's springing up all over the place in the white-tailed deer world. And we'll talk with part two with Doug coming up in the next segment of the show. But first, I want to talk to a longtime friend Ted Harpum from Darton Archery. Darton, a longtime Michigan company based out of Hale, Michigan, been doing archery products for a long, long time, and I'm very happy and proud to call it Ted friend and the folks Darton Archery, a past sponsor of the show. Ted, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Having me back. Yeah, it's been way too long, by the way.
It is. You know, I try not to blame the pandemic for things, but it really kind of messes with your head when it comes to, you know, what's new, what was out there, because so much industry was closed down and still having a hard time getting things that we need, materials we need to manufacture some of these items that we use, or, you know, they're outsourced overseas and they're sitting on a dock somewhere or on a ship somewhere in a container trying to get here, but lots going on and has been going on with Darton Archery. Ted, bring us up to speed.
Well, you know, Durand, it has, and in right before the pandemic started, Randy Kitts, the owner of Black Eagle Arrows, acquired Darton Archery, and so now we've got one of the largest arrow manufacturers in the world, along with the Conquest Stabilizers, now has a bow company, Darton Archery LLC. So it's awesome. We're still in Hale. We're not going anywhere. But we've changed a ton. And some of the things that we've changed, now that we've got, literally multiple thousands of dealers across the U.S., we've got great shooters. We've got, super guys that are out there, the Jimmy Lutzes, the Joseph Gozas, now shooting for us and winning a lot of tournaments. So it's just increased our bow sales, 100 times over.
You know, it's been, which is unfortunate, a really good secret here in Michigan, Darton Archery has. Made in USA, Rex Darlington, a genius when it comes to the archery industry. And Michigan's had so many innovators, even though Fred Bear is originally from Pennsylvania, Michigan claimed him as his own. We have, Boning Archery. We have so many other companies here in the Great Lakes State.
Right.
And I'm glad to see that Randy is continuing to keep us here.
Yeah, no, he's not. We're not going anywhere. Of course, Black Eagle is based out of Georgia, along with Conquest Stabilizers and, Darton Archery. That's part of the division of the company. We'll stay right here in Hale. But boy, Durand, we've changed so many things here at Darton Archery. And just to let the folks know what's kind of going on is that, all of our new riser designs, we have all new riser designs. We've got the E-System now, which is a patented system that we've got that's one of the new and upcoming systems in the industry. And what that does, it takes all the torsional stress off the limb tips, takes all the pressure off the cam bearings, and gives us absolutely one of the finest draw cycles for a piece of archery equipment in the entire industry. Coupled along with that, we've changed all of our materials now to 7075 instead of 661T, which gives it a much more rigid, more stable base. We've redesigned the risers. We've redesigned the cams. The whole look, appearance, fit and finish of the bow has been changed. We do no more painting. Everything is powder coated now. And we also do a process called color fusion. And color fusion, we've got three or four different camos that we do, but it actually is baked right into the finish of the bow, which will give you probably the best fit and finish of anything in the industry.
You know, and that is important because, look, we have a tendency to beat our equipment up. And, you know, I mean, to us, and I know to deer doesn't matter, to other animals we hunt it doesn't matter, to us, the look is everything.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, we've always been traditionally a hunting bow company. And not so much into the target industry, but now we're, you know, our target bows are we've taken it to the next level because of the quality of shooters that we have. You know, Jimmy Lutz, number one shooter in the world. You know, and some of these guys are just, they come on board with us, and we were able to, now we do, you know, candy color powder coating, high gloss finishes. I mean, they're just amazing at what they look like. But, you know, we are traditionally set up as a hunting bow company, and we wanted, you know, the most powerfulest bow that we could probably manufacture to go out and do the best job in the field for us. And now we've got the bow that does the same thing, as well as it, the looks and fit and finish are absolutely stunning.
Ted Harpham with Dart and Archery joining us here on Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Real quickly, I want to talk about the 3D industry because it is quite big. The target shooting industry also quite big indoors. Shoot through riser is what I'm looking at. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm looking at the website right now. And that is, okay, to a guy like me, right-handed, shooting, you know, opposite side arrow, the shoot through thing is kind of odd. but I get
it. Question.
Go ahead.
The purpose of the shoot through riser is stability. So they want something that's really rigid that just they're able to shoot that same hole every single time, especially in the indoor ranges and that. And this is what this bow is primarily designed for. You're looking at the Vegas, and that bow just shoots amazing. So what we've done is we've been able to get the center shot of that riser perfect, and shooting right straight through the cage it's inevitable that bow is just right on target, aims, points, and holds perfectly for the indoor target range guy.
Now, Ted, you know me. I've always been a short ATA guy, axle to axle. I like my compact bows, and a lot of people don't like the short shot. I don't know. It's a stability thing for them. But for me, I guess for my stature and the type of hunting that I like to do, that's my way to go. So what do you have for me?
Well, you know, we've got the Cyclone, and we got the Cyclone ready to hunt package now, which is something that we've never had before ever. When Randy come on board, you know, he's got the sights, he's got the rests, he's got the stabilizers. So we have a ready to hunt package in the Cyclone right now, and that's got our Helix let out groove cam on it, our dual sync cam system, fully adjustable mod from 26 to 30 inches. It's got, also got a positive limb draw stop on it. So this bow's got all the features of every major Pro Series bow on the market. And the only thing it doesn't have is a Pro Series price. And that bow right now sells for $689.99, bow only, which is amazing for that kind of performance and technology.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I know the archery industry had really gotten quite expensive at one time. And, you know, and I know a lot of that from what people don't understand is marketing. Some of the big companies, I mean, when you look at the industry as a whole, it's very small. It's not what some people perceive. I don't care if we've got three channels dedicated to hunting. I don't care if we have, you know, the biggest names in the industry. The industry isn't that big. And when you price yourself out, you're going to price a lot of people out. And what I like about Darton is you have kept that to an affordable price.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and that's the beauty of a Duran. You know, we still have, you know, our top-of-the-line Pro Series bow, our Spectra E32, that bow it retails right now for $1,049. I mean, we're $300 to $400 cheaper than anybody else in the industry.
Yeah, and you know what?
And you've got the latest technology of anything in the industry. I mean, we still lead the industry in technology. You know, almost every company out there is using our technology on their cam systems.
Well, that's fantastic. Ted Harpham, Dart and Archery, joining us. Whole other segment coming with Ted to find out what's new. And you know I'm going to talk crossbows with Ted. So hang on the line. We're being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by our friends at Conquest Scents, makers of Evercalm, also VS One Scents and Stick, plus a whole line of other great products, scent bombs, and just everything. ConquestSense.com, a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. If you miss any of this show on our great affiliates, you can pick it up on our podcast via our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Ted Harpum, longtime friend from Darton Archery. There is new ownership at Darton, and not an unfamiliar face in the archery industry. Taken over by Randy from Black Eagle Arrows. And before I get into the arrow thing, Ted, there's a couple more bows I want to talk about. I know you've got the Mentor, which is, when I see a youth bow, I look at this, that's not it. This is beautiful because it's not what you would expect from a beginning end bow.
Well, you know, Duran, what we've done is we've got the Mentor set up in two different styles. One is the Mentor D, which takes that youth from literally any draw length down to anywhere from 12 to 15 pounds up to the Mentor E, which has got just like the adult bows, it's got the E system on a youth bow. So there was a big void there with a lot of different companies that are making bows that go from, you know, 20 pounds to 70 pounds. And you know that those bows don't shoot good through the entire draw cycles. Most of them have to be dedicated to a certain draw length. Well, these bows do not. They're machined risers, they're machined cams. I mean, we have really spent some time trying to develop the best possible youth bows that we can to take these youth young kids to the next level. And the Mentor and the Mentor D and the Mentor E, if you know, get on www.dartonarchery.com, take a look at them. These are amazing if you've got kids that are looking to get in the archery industry.
Now, we here in Michigan, we've got a month called May, which we're in right now, which is big for bow fishing. And this is something that's cool. The Splash, that is a good-looking system.
Yeah, we've really concentrated on trying to develop the best we can for fishing in freshwater as well as saltwater. And, you know, what's nice with our stuff is it's all stainless steel. It's all machined aluminum risers. Everything is protected against any of the elements. You can literally dunk that bow down in the water, rinse it off, get the slime off it, and go right back to hunting again. And you can be in the ocean and virtually do the same identical thing. We've been selling a lot of those bows down along the ocean coastal areas because now that's becoming very, very popular.
That's awesome. Now let's get over to what we have been dealing with in Michigan here for a few years now. That is the ability to everybody can have a crossbow permit needed, no handicap, no physical disability needed. Everybody can use a crossbow, and they have been taking off in sales. But I will say this honestly, because I have no direct connection to Darton Archery, but that crossbow that you guys have put together with its narrow axle is so good for blind hunting and is so damn fast.
Yeah, we've been building crossbows since early 1985s. So we kind of got an idea of what we want to do. But, you know, the problem today is that everybody's gone with really, really narrow crossbows, and they've added some features to it that really haven't been, you know, they haven't really gone to the price level that we wanted to stay at. For example, our Toxin 100, if you buy the Toxin 100 RD bow only, you're looking at a $699 bow. That is handmade in Michigan. It's got the dual sync cam system on it. It's got the narrow front riser, it's got the larger foot stirrup, it's got the ambidextrous safety, it's got the best bolt retainer spring in the industry to stop that bolt from sliding down or back and forth before the shot goes off. I mean, this thing is amazing, and you can buy that bow today for $699.99 and then put whatever package you want on it. So that's where we've kind of gone with the crossbow market.
You know, and it's great, too, because any member of the family can use it. You know, it may take mom or dad to you know, cock it, but that's fine. Husband, wife, it doesn't take a high skill level to be able to have that thing sighted in and shoot, and you're out hunting, and you only need one. You know, right or left-handed, right. Doesn't matter. Ambidextrous is beautiful. You're saving so much money. If everybody wants to go out and hunting, turkey or bear or whatever, this crossbow is the way to go.
Yeah, it's a bullpup design, so it'll fit guys, you know, my size, your size. It'll fit guys that are 6'4", 6'5". Mike Avery shoots that bow. So, I mean, it's a great bow to fit all, you know, all sizes of people.
Now, let's go over to the company that has taken over. Let's talk about Black Eagle Arrows, because we haven't had the opportunity to talk about these yet.
Well, you know, I'm on the Darton side of things, so I'm not really up so good on the arrow side. But, you know, Black Eagle Arrows, we've had more podium wins than any other arrow manufacturer, I think, in the history of archery. I mean, literally today, I would say that there's probably close to 90% or higher of the top-level shooters in the industry all shoot Black Eagle Arrows. And, you know, Randy's very aggressive. He makes a great arrow. And we price it. It's kind of the same situation that we've got with Darton Archery. We're trying to stay within the means of the consumer that can go out and absolutely purchase these.
You know, arrows, I mean, look, let's be honest. That is a very it's something that you get into that once you have a favorite, you don't like to deviate from your arrow company. I mean, I know that I've shot one particular arrow for a long time, and then I had a hard time switching, but I switched at that point, and it's like, wow, you know what? Maybe there are more to this. And Black Eagle, I know our friend Dave has been with Crossbow Warriors, has been raving about these arrows for years, and I'm so glad to see that you guys are all together.
Yeah, it really makes it nice, I'll be honest with you. We've got the bows now, we've got the arrows now, we've got the Conquest stabilizers, which they have we have this product called Smack that we put inside these stabilizers, and it has literally changed the game in stabilization on bows. So if you're looking at everything, and you can get on all the websites, you know, the one I am most concerned with, obviously, is the Darton Archery, the www.dartonarchery. But, you know, you can go to blackeagles.com, conquest stabilizers.com, and take a look at all of the stuff that we have to offer.
Yeah, blackeaglearrows.com, dartonarchery.com, conqueststabilizers.com. It's so good, and again, I'm so happy, Ted, that Darton is staying, is keeping everything in Michigan. And you know, you guys made it through the pandemic, which a lot of small companies didn't. We have not had a good government locally to be small business friendly. I'm going to say it, and, you know, not that they're listening, but the fact that you guys have survived this and continue to upgrade what you're doing is amazing, and I have to give you my hats off for that.
No, thank you. You know, we've worked hard at it, and, you know, we've got a great staff and a great team of people here at Darton Archery, and a lot of our employees have been here for years and years and years, and they've really, it's all been nice the way it's all kind of gelled together now with the new ownership. It's really gone very, very well.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that the tradition of Darton Archery is carrying on, and that you guys are actually extremely busy. Ted, I mean, I wouldn't want another sales guy on my side. And I'm glad you're still there, to be honest with you. And I appreciate you sharing all your intel with us about Darton Archery. So, Ted, hang on the line. I'm going to talk to you off air. Coming up next, we're going to do a part two with Doug Roberts from Conquest Sense, talking about the new deer coming our way in 2022 here on Wild Michigan.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors, thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Keeping the conversation here in Michigan, as we like to do. We go outside our boundaries, but you know what? Why? because we have so much to offer here. We have our friends at Not Just Guns that help us out every week. We have our friends at Conquest Sense that help us out every week. And, of course, we spoke with Doug Roberts, the deer professor, last week in regard to the United Deer Farmers of Michigan. And, you know, and I get to play devil's advocate every once in a while to figure out why we need things, why we, you know, from an outsider's perspective, and even from somebody that's as much as I don't like the word anti, to get a better idea as to why I may be wrong. And you know what? I know I'm not always right. I've been married on my years. So I'm reminded I'm not always right. But you know what? This is why we bring in the experts, and we bring in Doug once again. It's kind of a part two, because last week I wanted to talk about this being fawn season, and they are popping up like dandelions everywhere. And we really need to be careful, because we're out in the woods. We're foraging right now. We're turkey hunting right now. We're starting to farm right now. We're starting to get out recreationally when the weather allows. So we have to watch out for the new wildlife that are popping up everywhere out in the woods, and even places that we're not used to. So, Doug, welcome back.
Hey, good to be here.
And we've got, this is that time, man, the time where we're finding fawns, and our internal instincts to help something that looks so helpless kick in, and we know that we need to know, don't touch. So let's start off with that. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing good. Yeah, you know, that is the issue. I was just out this morning. We were brush hogging the breed pens, and of course we have fawns. So, you know, I've got to be on a four wheeler looking in front of me, in front of the tractor with a brush hog on it, so we don't run them over, of course. And it's nerve wracking because they don't move. For the first couple weeks, you know, people have to understand a fawn has no smell to it. It's a natural protection to keep predators from going downwind and smelling them. So when they do nurse, mom cleans them up. When they do, you know, go to the bathroom, mom cleans all that up. And so literally the fawn then just kind of goes off on its own and finds its own little area to lay down and rest until mom comes back to feed it again. Therein lies the problem. These fawns don't always find the best places to lay down. Sometimes it's in a parking lot. Sometimes it's in your backyard. Sometimes it's up against your house. They just go until they can't go, and then they just lay down and go, okay, I'm here. And then when I hear mom call for me, I'll get up and I'll meet her, and then we'll do this process again. And so people find fawns in the craziest places. You got to leave them alone. Mom's there. Mom knows where they're at. Mom will come and get them when she feels it's safe. And it's hard for a person to do.
It is, because, you know, we want to protect everything. I mean, even though we hunt and fish and harvest things, yes, we want to protect them at the same time, because that's what we do with the small and the helpless. We want to help. But if you can see them, mom can see you. And that's something that needs to be brought up year and year again.
You know, let me put it this way. I've been raising deer now for 31 years. So for 31 years, I have seen fawns born every single spring. Just the other day, we had our first set born. And what's the first thing that I do? I got to take a picture of it because it's so dang cute. And we're all so excited here at Conquest Sense. Everybody wants to see the picture of the first fawn born. And we've done this for 31 years, Duran. It never gets old seeing the beauty that God created in nature when it comes to white-tailed deer. It's stunning. There aren't even words to describe it. So I understand people just want to go touch it. They want to go help it. And all they're going to do is they're just going to harm it by putting human odor on it. So it's a tough thing, but we got to leave them alone.
You know, Doug Roberts, our guest here from Conquest Sense. Doug, it is hard. It is difficult. But at least knowing what I know, I know enough to stay away or just don't touch. But not all in nature is perfect. We saw this a couple of years ago where there was a fawn born with a white face. Mom looked at it and said, we're good. Now you're on your own. So how do we know that that's what mom has said at that point in time? I know we can't know, but, you know, it's just weird.
There's a few signs of a fawn in stress, but you have to give it time, and I mean a couple hours, to know if it's really in stress. And we have to do it here on the farm all the time. If there is a fawn up walking around blatting and calling for mom, that normally means it's a fawn that's been abandoned, or maybe the mom got hit by a car. But they also do that right after they're done getting nursed, because when they're done and mom says, "You've had enough," mom goes and runs off faster than the fawn can keep up with it. And the fawns don't like that. It's like a baby. "No, I want more, so I'm going to call, cry for you." And but then after a little bit, if mom doesn't come back, they'll go find a place and they'll lay down. So you have to watch them for at least a couple hours to see if that stays consistent. If it does, then you probably have a fawn that's been abandoned.
Man, that's tough. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Doug, just the thought of that, that's tough to see that poor little, that little one, blah, 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 looking for mom, you know, and to wait that couple hours.
It's heartbreaking.
It
is. You know, and we hear, I mean, it's weird, because when all of a sudden we'll have 100-some fawns on this farm, you got little fawn blasts going off all the time, everywhere. So Karen and I'll sit out and have dinner out on the deck, and fawns are blatting, and she's in a panic mode going, is that one abandoned? Do we have a problem over here? And it's like, nope, moms have just said you had enough to eat, and they don't like it.
Man, that's just crazy. So, it's like, you know, and I get it, and I get it, you know, how we want to help, you know, all the time. Even though this is something come fall, a lot of us are looking to put on the dinner table, you know, the innocence of these small, spotted, beautiful creatures, really, I mean, it tugs at you. I mean, there's just no other way about it.
Yeah, it does. You know, and the other question I always get with fawns is, how do you know when they're old enough and on their own? Because a lot of hunters really are that conscious and go, "I don't want to harvest, I don't want to shoot that mom if the babies are needing her in the fall." And so that's another big question, is how do you know when a fawn is able to live on its own? And the secret is when the spots leave. When they're weaned off milk from mom, the spots will disappear. And so that kind of tells you, that's nature's way of saying, okay, I'm on my own. I can handle myself, maybe not from predators, but as far as a food source and nutrition, the fawn's on its own. So that's another neat thing for people to understand in the fall.
You know, I remember you telling me about that before, and just, it's strange that it would change like that, because that nutrition source has ended.
Yeah, it's just, again, it was created so perfect to have signs, and again, other deer realize that. Now, if you look at a fawn's hide, you know, we've had them die, and you look underneath the hair, the white spots are actually in the skin.
Wow.
It's really actually amazing to see, and that really never goes away, although the hair, you know, changes to adult hair and different winter hair, summer hair, and all of that. Right now they look ugly because the winter hair is still falling out of them, because our winter doesn't seem to want to go away here in Michigan for some reason.
Well, you know, this morning, put on a hooded sweatshirt, I go outside, I'm like, oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah, so. No, it's like, really? Let's get a break here. But
absolutely. Doug Roberts is our guest here on Wild Michigan, talking a little bit about fawns and them making their appearance here in Michigan. I want to talk a little product with Doug coming up in the next segment, because he's got a couple of things that we've used in the past, but we'd like to tell you about. So keep it here. I'm Duran Martinez. You listen to Wild Michigan. Hit up all of our great sponsors and our podcasts at our website, wildmichiganradio.com.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Very happy to have you here as we are making our way into the springtime. It's going to happen eventually. I mean, we've had a couple of days, but, you know, it's that time where we're going to get out in the garden, going to start planting, getting our perennials in, our annuals and our garden, our vegetables. But this is also the time that we're kind of going to be battling nature in that respect because it's a great food source for them. And Doug Roberts, our friends from Conquest Scents, have put together another scent in a stick that is not an attractant, but more of a deterrent. And we're talking about Danger Zone. Doug, we've used this in the past. It's pretty cool stuff.
Actually, is what we did is we started figuring out if we just take nature's natural predator smells that are naturally built into animals. It keeps them out of areas that you don't want them in. So it creates a natural barrier around your gardens, your shrubs, your home, chipmunks digging under, pools, whatever it is, from a mouse all the way up to a deer. We can keep those animals out of areas just by using either small danger zone or large danger zone. So, and it's predator urines is what we're using. So it's all natural stuff. It's not harmful to anything, and yet it lasts longer and works longer because it's in the wax formula. So kind of a neat thing that we've come up with.
It is. I remember one time at my old house, my ex-wife kind of wondered what the heck I was doing with fox urine, putting it around the Three Seasons room. I said, "Have you seen the woodchuck?" She's like, "Well, no." I'm like, "Well, there it goes." Or the skunks, for that matter. Miserable animals. But this is a lot neater because it comes in a stick form, and it keeps deer, raccoons, dogs, cats away in the large one. And then you've got the small animal, which keeps the other little munchers out of your area. I'm looking at mice. Those things can be carriers of ticks, like in the worst way. We've had our tick guy, the tick terminator, on the show recently, and those white-footed mice, you really want to keep them away as best you can.
Yep, you do, and that's one thing. And the ticks actually are starting out this spring to be pretty seem to be everywhere. And so people need to be aware of it. I'm seeing a lot of stuff on Facebook with people having ticks on them already, and we really haven't even gotten summer going. But, yeah, in the stick formula, people have to understand it's a deodorant stick. So what we do is actually put the predator urines in it. I mean, literally large as wolf urine and mountain lion urine, not easy to get. But I can tell you deer do not want to be where wolves and mountain lions are. And then the small is coyote and fox, which their number one food source is a mouse. And rabbits and squirrels. So you can keep squirrels out of your bird feeders. It's just amazing how it works. And you simply just wipe it out, and that scent evaporates out of the wax and tells them that that animal is in the area. Go somewhere else to eat. And it seems to work very, very well.
ConquestScents.com is where you can find that. Doug Roberts, our guest here on Wild Michigan. There are so many uses, natural. These are natural products. The urine being the natural byproduct from the animals. And then, we're using nature against nature, if you will.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. I mean, and it's funny because, people will say, well, the animals in this area have never smelled a wolf or a mountain lion because we don't have them in the area. That's true, but it's a natural built-in instinct of survival to know the smell of predators. It's kind of like deer. Why do deer just naturally not like the smell of people? Because it's in their DNA that our smells are not a safe smell to them in that area, and that's why they run off and blow and snort at all of us that once they catch our wind. Well, it's the same thing with all of these little animals when it comes to a predator from a coyote, fox, or wolf, anything like that. So yeah, it's very effective. We have a shepherd, and let me tell you, she had never smelled wolf, and when she smelled it, she bared her teeth, her hair stood up, she locked down, and I'm looking at her like, what in the world is wrong with you? And then realized we got our first gallon of wolf urine, and she smelled that and literally went into a defensive, like, hold, this thing could kill me. And she was a very good, aggressive, you know, well-trained dog. And I thought, mm-hmm. if she's scared of it, my goodness, everything else is definitely going to be scared of it. So that's kind of how we come up with the whole danger zone line.
That's awesome. And you know, I'll never say that it'd make a great prank for around your buddy's tree stand. I will never say that. But
that would be so mean, because I'm telling you, you could kiss that area goodbye for a year.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying that at all.
Oh, that would be horrible.
I think sales for the large just went up.
I will tell you, I mean, we've had guys, we actually had a guy that actually put it on the fence row between his neighbor's property and his property, and the deer would not cross that property line. They would get to it and literally just stop, turn around, and go away.
Wow.
And it was like, oh, yeah, it caused some problems between neighbors, but it was extremely effective keeping those animals on his property.
Well, you didn't hear that from us, but I'm just saying that's a hell of a selling tool, Doug.
Oh, well, it stunned me when he told me about it. I said, like, you did what? He goes, yeah, I went down every wood fence post and just wiped it on every fence post. He says, those deer wouldn't go near that property line.
Wow, that is crazy. Again,
but
danger
zone.
But
you think about it, it makes sense.
It does. I mean, it absolutely does. And you know what? And that, again, didn't hear it here. Just saying. And the other thing, too, Doug.
I mean,
go ahead. Sorry.
Well, if you want to keep something out of a new food plot or something like that, you know, it definitely would work. But it's going to take a while for those deer to come back. Just be aware of that.
Now, spring
deer
too,
petrified of wolves. Let's just face it.
Yeah, let's just call that what it is. They don't like wolves. And
yep.
springtime is puppy time too. And when we get puppies, we'd like to train them, especially with hunting dogs. And you have bird down scents. Duck, grouse, pheasant, great training aids for our dogs too.
We do. Yeah, our bird down scent line, which is everything to train puppies, dogs. What makes it so unique, again, is two things. One, we use the real oils from all of those birds. And so by putting the real oils, those are the real smells that a dog's going to smell anyway. The puppies seem to be catching on quicker. Also, when you wipe that onto your dummy, you can drag it or throw it. If you want to put a different set on that dummy, you just simply wash it with, you know, warm soapy water, get all that smell off, and you can put a whole new scent on. So you don't need all of these different dummies for every single scent that you want to work with. So it's actually kind of cost effective, but guys are saying the dogs are getting trained at a younger age. They're catching on faster and they're locking in much sooner. And it makes sense because it's the real oils from the birds themselves.
Yeah, especially when you have a new pup and you want to start working with them right away. I mean, fall, it's not going to happen that way. I mean, you get them started with the dummies. I mean, I used to drag a wing. Actually, I actually dragged some of the scent around when I had my dog. And from a puppy, I mean, she learned fast. And that was definitely one of the best ways I could think of for somebody that doesn't even know how to train a dog to go about it.
Well, that's part of it. You don't really have to know what you're doing. You put this on there and you drag it and they'll follow that trail or you throw it and they start to smell it downwind. You don't have to be an expert in training the dog. It actually kind of naturally trains the dog itself. So it's very easy to do. It's our behind our whitetail scents, that's our number two most selling line of scents that we have is dog training scents. It's doing phenomenally well.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, see, you know, all these great things, Conquest Scents here in Michigan, putting them together, and you can get them via their website, ConquestSense.com, our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. You can hear Doug's interviews with us. You can hear Ted Harpum from Dart and Archery. And we're going to talk a little bit about cooking in the next hour of the show. But, Doug, first and foremost, thank you so much for your expertise, your knowledge with this year's crop of fawns we got popping up.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's always a pleasure talking with you, Durant.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you having us on board. We love having you on board as well. Thanks to everybody. We've got a whole nother hour coming your way. Nathan Vanderberg, our producer, pushing the buttons. Took one for the team today. Took a small injury, but we'll get him taken care of with workman's comp or something like that. More coming your way on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.